Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre, Bizarre File.
We will start with this. A man contacted police in June to report a burglary, but everything in the house appeared normal. Now, it didn't look like anyone had broken in, and the large gun safe in the office appeared undisturbed. Mm-hmm. But inside the safe, police say a bank bag containing about $20,000 in cash was gone. The safe was pushed up against a wall, and someone had cut a 5-inch by 20-inch hole in the back of it. Now, the only person who might have had knowledge about the cash in the safe was the homeowner's son. A detective questioned the son. The son's hands were shaking, and he would not make eye contact with the detective.
So he's a pro.
The son denied that he took the money and gave permission to search his room. Well, the money wasn't there. The detective then asked for permission to search the son's iPhone. The son gave permission, and the detective looked through his messages. He only had one conversation in his messages, documents say, and that was to a person labeled Baby Mama.
Baby Mama.
The detective looked through the son's photos and videos and found something suspicious inside the deleted photos and videos folder, and it was a video of the front of his father's gun safe. Then the detective looked at the iPhone search history. Someone had used the phone to visit the websites Safe Cracking Made Stupid Easy and How to Figure Out the Keypad Lock Combination.
It's amazing.
The detective asked the son to go to the police department. Once there, the son claimed a man named Juan had probably taken the safe. The safe's owner allegedly told police that his son has a drug problem and owes thousands of dollars to people.
Were there any searches for how to get rid of your browser history?
The son has not been criminally charged in connection with the stolen money as of yet, but I'm sure that's going to change very, very soon. This is great, man. I don't know if you guys saw the video of this or not, but one of Amelia Holden's coworkers said this type of thing literally happens all the time at work. But on this particular Saturday night, Holden was having none of it. About 11 p.m., Holden was at her job. She's a server at Vinnie Van Gogh's, which is a pizza joint in Savannah, Georgia.
I saw this.
A man named Ryan Cherwinski walked behind her and, as seen on surveillance video, reached out and groped her butt. But, I mean, he, like,
he
got up in there, Kathy. Yep. She wigged out immediately. She turns around, grabbed the guy by the collar of his shirt, reached around with her arm, and then slammed him down to the counter that she'd been standing at. She said, I looked at him, and I said, you don't touch me, mother effer. And Holden, who is 21, said, I didn't even think. I just reacted. She said, I don't know how I reacted the way I did. I've never done anything like that before.
That was great.
It's awesome. And she started berating him in front of the other customers that were there. But we're watching the video right now, just horse collars him and throws his ass to the ground.
What an idiot. And he was like, he's like a married father and spent, I guess, the night in jail. I'm just
two
guessing.
Nights.
Oh, my God. Nights. I'm guessing that his wife was like, yeah, you can stay there.
Totally.
I mean, he goes out for just a quiet evening at Vinnie Van Gogh's. And this is how it ends up.
Police called the restaurant. They reviewed surveillance footage, and Cherwinski was taken into custody and charged with sexual battery. The video showed on the front page of Reddit 2 days later, and a few people commented and said, "So she's a server of justice." And another person who said that they work at the pizza place wrote, "This is just another Saturday night. This literally happens all the time. We just put up cameras, so this was the first guy that we've been able to prosecute."
She whips his ass around, though. If you can see the video, check out the video if you can.
It's great.
You'll laugh.
Well, the man accused of dropping his pants in Target before saying drugs at his home were blessed to him by God was arrested. Jeffrey Ian McKelvey was jailed. Investigators went to a Target. The manager said a man in his 50s to 60s was wearing a gray shirt, dark pants, and flip-flops, and was spotted dropping his pants and exposing his genitals.
You ever see that in Target, Kathy?
No.
He also knocked stuff off a shelf.
What?
McKelvey fit the description and was found at home a little more than a mile away. McKelvey said that his teachers told him to go to Target and destroy items inside the store.
Okay.
He also said he dropped his pants and told a person to smooch his buttocks after a confrontation.
See, I'm totally fine with everything except knocking stuff off the shelf. That has to be restocked.
Marijuana and 11 pipes turned up in his home. McKelvey said that two other people live with him, but said that everything inside was blessed to him by God and that they belonged to him.
There must not be, shopping-wise, would Target be the place for this, Kathy, or where...
I don't
Kmart,
think so.
Kmart, maybe?
Yeah.
He was arrested on charges of exposure of sexual organs and others. An Iowa man has been jailed after police say he chased several young children while making threats to kidnap and cannibalism. King Kong Chul.
King Kong Chul.
Yes, that is his...
Quiet fellow, keeps to himself.
That is his name. King Kong Chul was charged with first-degree harassment. Chul approached the children near the apartment building where he chased them and hurled his threats. Witnesses said the man threatened to, quote, cut them up into small pieces and eat them.
In my belly.
And informed the children that he had a bag of salt and he would put salt on them as seasoning after he cut them up into pieces. This is King Kong Chul. The report says that
that's a problem. He's getting too much salt in his diet.
That King Kong also approached a mother with her one-year-old baby and told her that he would kidnap the child. The mother told police that after being pursued by King Kong, she ducked into an apartment to hide.
Did King Kong have a record of this prior to this?
You know what? It didn't indicate in this particular story, but police said alcohol probably did play a factor in the story.
Yeah.
I put in the bizarre file. You guys probably saw this story, but this is just really strange. The cardiologist who treated former President George H.W. Bush was killed Friday morning in a bicycle-to-bicycle drive-by shooting near Texas Medical Center in Houston.
It deserves to be. I mean, it's a horrible story, but it is bizarre.
Dr. Mark Hosknecht and the shooter were both riding bikes near Texas Children's Pavilion for Women shortly before 9 a.m. This is in the morning.
Yep.
He was biking north when he passed the shooter going the other direction. The shooter turned, fired two shots at him, and rode away on his bike. Oh. And it killed him. He was pronounced dead.
So any word on it? It seems...
Sounds like a hit to me,
job,
man.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Investigators don't know if the shooting was targeted, random, or caused by road rage. A few people witnessed the shooting, and video may become available. So I don't... It just seems so bizarre and out of the blue. Guy just out for his morning bike ride and a shot and killed. It does sound like it was planned, doesn't it?
It does. I believe they do have an artist sketch of what the guy looks like.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
The mother is accused of orchestrating an elaborate fake attempted abduction of her child and pointing the blame at a former business partner. That's a pretty involved story. We'll begin with this. The mom, Tammy Steffen, is charged with child neglect, filing a false police report, and tampering with or fabricating physical evidence. Steffen was arrested on July 18th, 6 days after the woman called the sheriff's office to report that a man tried to drag her 12-year-old daughter into the woods behind the family's home. Steffen's also said that she and her child were receiving threatening phone calls and messages from an unknown person. She led investigators to the woods where they found items, including a laptop cover and a notepad containing information about the woman and her child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stefan's daughter provided a description of the alleged abductor to investigators, and Stefan named a former business partner as a possible suspect. When shown a photo of the business partner, the 12-year-old girl identified him as the man who tried to kidnap her. She also stated that she'd never seen the man prior to the abduction attempt. However, when questioned further, the girl told investigators that she'd seen a photo of the man on her mother's phone and said Stefan was no longer friends with him. So investigators located the alleged abductor and established a solid alibi. There was video surveillance of him in Tampa at the time of the kidnapping attempt, and this took place in another town.
Already at this point, how could you possibly think you could pull this off?
Then, after reviewing Stefan's phone data, investigators found a series of messages sent by the woman accusing him, the business partner, of sabotaging a photo contest that she had entered. Additionally, investigators learned that the laptop cover and other items found at the scene were the attempted scene of the attempted kidnap were purchased by the woman, Stefan, at a Walmart. And the sheriff's office says video surveillance shows her making the purchases with cash while buying other items not related to the kidnap plot with a credit card.
Oh, my Jesus.
After being presented with the evidence uncovered by investigators, Stefan admitted to making up the allegations, coaching her daughter, and purchasing the items found at the scene. She made her daughter pretend as if this happened.
The perfect crime.
Now, she also made contact with her daughter over a jail phone call on Friday. And while on the recorded line, Stefan told her daughter to tell her father that the alleged kidnapping was the daughter's idea, and the daughter provided the money to buy the items to be used as evidence. She's pushing this off on her kid.
Mommy wants to set you up.
Oh, my God. She went on to say that the victim was scared to tell the truth about the items at the store.
Or I'll withhold love.
She made a second phone call later on asking her daughter if she told her father that Stefan didn't know about the plan first. When the daughter said she did not, she said on the line, "You won't get in trouble, but I will."
Did you ever, take a felony rap for your parents?
No, just misdemeanors. Okay, mainly, right. Yeah. But anyhow, when the daughter said that she didn't, she went on the line. She said, "You won't get in trouble, but I will." And then she tried to coach her daughter into saying that Stefan didn't know about the evidence. They eventually found out about this. Stefan changed her story multiple times while in jail when presented with facts and the jail phone calls.
It was really well thought out.
What a mom. Oh, my God. All right, this is a cute story. A dog, and there's a picture of it. A dog decided to take a sprinkler, a running sprinkler, inside his owner's home because he was really hot.
There's a video?
There's a picture.
Okay.
He dragged the sprinkler inside the house and sat there with it running on him.
I love this dog.
A picture of the dog causing mayhem was posted on Facebook by his owner, Kara Warr. The caption on the post said, "That moment near your puppy drags the sprinkler through the doggy door. Good thing that I was wearing waterproof mascara." There were mixed views about the dog's behavior. One of them had said, "So horrible and hilarious at the same time." Another one said, "I'm not showing this to my dogs." And another one said, "I don't know what's funnier, the fact that the dog did that or the fact that you actually took a picture before getting the sprinkler out of your house." Look at this. We're looking at a picture of it.
It's so cute.
It's fantastic. I love it. A man has created a website that has had the unintended effect of rooting out people who want to have someone else killed. The name of the website is rentahitman.com.
Rentahitman.com.
A site that wasn't meant to be about killing anyone at all. He said, this is Bob Ines. He said, "The original intention of the domain was for information and technology purposes. He created rentahitman.com back in 2005 with a group of fellow tech students." He said, "Rent, as in hire us, hit, as in web hit, and men, that's the group of us." But over the years, some of the inquiries that Ines has received have been frightening and even criminal. He said there were a few that were actually soliciting to have others harmed or killed. In one email under services requested, a man from Los Angeles writes, "Kill two people I hate and take the car keys and deliver the car to me." And another one, a man from New England writes, "I don't have money on me. However, your targets have a lot of money. When you kill them, take their wallets." Someone even offers suggested methods, including guns, bombs, and anything or way to remove them.
I logged on to sluttywhores.com. It turned out to be a web provider.
Oh man. If the solicitor seems serious, Ines will start a dialogue and ask if they'd like a field operative to contact them. He said, and the rest is history. That's when I pass it on to my network of over 17,935 field operatives in the U.S. He said his field operatives are actually law enforcement. Over the years, he claims that he's worked with investigators to save more than 100 lives in the U.S. and as far away as Canada and Indonesia.
Just by a quirky name.
Because they're so stupid that they would write in. He's had individuals write to him seeking a job as a hitman.
I think I would be a good hitman.
And though the website is not the IT moneymaker he had hoped it would be, he says rentahitman.com has provided him with plenty in return. He said, if I didn't get the email, somebody else could have, and lives could have been lost. So he feels vindicated.
Yeah.
All right, and then one last story. An aspiring prophet has been arrested in Ethiopia after he failed to bring a dead man back to life.
I got nothing.
Yakowal Ayili has tried to revive a corpse of Bile Biftu and repeatedly yelling, "Bile, wake up.
Bile, wake up.
It was not successful. And
I woke up now. He's awake."
His failure enraged family members who began attacking Mr. Gedeyawakal. He was saved when police arrived shortly afterwards, although it did not mean he was out of trouble. Abusing dead bodies is a crime in Ethiopia.
"You brought me back from the dead." He said, "I brought him back from the dead."
His real job is a health worker, and he's now in custody. The incident was filmed and has since gone viral on social media. Residents said that he first went to the bereaved family and told them the story of Lazarus, who, according to the New Testament, was brought to life, back to life by Jesus. They then appear to have agreed to dig up Mr. Bele.
Now the pressure's on.
After the failed resurrection, several members of the family fainted on the spot while the others became angry and started beating him, at which point police arrived and arrested him.
Beat him!
And there you go.
He's saying not to beat me.
He's a good guy.
We're looking at the video of it. Look at that.
He's laying down on, and that's the, at the bottom of the funeral, the cemetery, the grave.
Yeah.
He's laying on top of a dead body.
Yelling at him, "Wake up.
I'm okay now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.